Dharma, the poetry of the soul, is written in the heart of all that is. In fact, Dharma, often referred to as the path to essence, is your true duty, the deep law or way. Human society, devoid of Dharma, loses integrity, and a person devoid of Dharma becomes lost to themselves. For Dharma is the way of inner being, universal, an inherent deep law of existence. Dharma cannot be confined to any limited sphere of influence, cannot be constrained to only certain actions or impulses. Its creative freedom may not be restricted. It must be known in the moment, revealed in the present, understood anew in every fresh unfolding, for, as unique and varied as its expressions may be, it is the way. Following Dharma, you are in harmony with essential nature. Not following Dharma, you move out of harmony, out of synchronicity, out of the path that leads to knowledge of true being. Dharma is not to be found watching social media, nor written in any ledger. Dharma is to be known in the essence of your being. Human beings have many desires. Most are superficial grasping and longing for that which is intended to bring happiness. But beneath all of these outer desires of the mind, there is an even deeper restlessness of the human spirit, a longing to transcend separation and the boundaries of self and other, to become one with your essential nature, with the self of yourself. This longing for the great, this longing to be whole, to be complete, to move beyond the divisions of I and thou, this deep longing within the human spirit is the call of Dharma. It is essential to human nature. And when this longing or inner calling is followed, you are upon the path of Dharma. It does not matter what your social position may be, your religion, your beliefs, or your ethnic background. It matters only that you listen to this deep longing for the mystical, for the sublime. All human beings have this deep yearning. However, for many, this longing becomes covered by incessant fears, desires, and insecurities. Not knowing how to understand the nature of the restless spirit within, and unfortunately, never having been taught how to follow Dharma, human beings, lost in ignorance, seek in name, fame, and wealth that which cannot be satisfied by these acquisitions. This deep restlessness is a hunger of the human spirit. No matter how much you eat, no matter how many pizzas you consume, you will still have this hunger. It is a hollowness that cannot be fed by pizzas, movies, TV shows, new cars, or fancy houses. Even relationships cannot fulfill this hunger. It may temporarily be satiated, so you feel good for 1 or 2 hours, 1 or 2 days, 1 or 2 weeks, or even 1 or 2 years. But inevitably, it returns. This is because the restlessness within you is of a deeper nature. Its source lies in the longing to bridge the waters of duality and find your home of homes, the unitary being from which you have sprung. This essential longing to return to your divine nature is the call of Dharma. Dharma does not belong to any religion. It cannot be owned or incorporated by anyone. Nor is the way of Dharma written in any book, but rather in the human heart. Though it cannot be described, its path can be suggested in your longing for the great. Its way can be indicated by your yearning to be whole. It is universal and belongs to everyone. All the ways which are in harmony and alignment with your true nature ultimately direct you to the path of Dharma. All the ways that bring separation and increase your distance from your essential nature cover the mind in thicker and thicker veils of misunderstanding and confusion. They are the path away from Dharma, known in Sanskrit as adharma,